promoting youth STD-HIV awareness in Baltimore City through Health Department-sponsored student video contest. Efforts to encourage youth STD-HIV awareness in Baltimore City has really been limited to just presentations at public high schools or public middle schools, health clinics, and other venues. The City Health Department, as well as the Baltimore City Public School System, explored the idea of initiating projects that would involve students in promoting STD-HIV awareness. The idea of holding a video contest that focused on STD-HIV prevention and awareness was an excellent way for students to convey information to their peers. Now, I know I'm going to embarrass her, but I'm going to do so. She's going to beat me up after the presentation. I don't care. My program manager, Ms. Phyllis Burnett, bugged me. Let's do a video contest. Phyllis, please raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you, Phyllis. The city school system bought into it, and we worked from there. Students, grades 6 through 12, were given an opportunity to create a script and video that depicts important information about STDs, as well as HIV symptoms, prevention, awareness, as well as treatment. Eligibility. The contest was open to students registered in middle and high school within the public school system. Students not attending school or having poor attendance were ineligible to participate. The video content. Video must provide accurate information regarding STD-HIV prevention for a youth audience that covers one or more of the following topics: symptoms and treatments, feelings about STD-HIV, prevention messages, as well as social impact on community, personal life, family, etc. Specifications. The video must contain, of course, accurate information, have non-offensive language, have clear and understandable information regarding the aspects of STD-HIV prevention awareness, and the length of the video within 2 to 5 minutes. Written script must accompany each video for health department and public school review. Script must include the following information: student participants, the creator, teacher sponsoring the project, school, and its principal. Judges were three people selected by the health department and the public school system to serve as judges. Of course, judges were not associated with schools submitting videos for obvious reasons. And there was a video evaluation form used to grade each video. Award announcements. There were 16. We were pleasantly surprised. 16 videos were submitted by student groups from 5 middle and 6 high schools. We would have had more participation, but schools were saying they just could not fit it in their schedule. This actually started February of 07, and as you know, many schools make their planning at the beginning of the school year. So many other schools said, I wish we had known earlier, we would have fit it in our schedule. But at least these particular schools were able to fit the video submission into their schedules. All videos were shown and awards announced at the STD-HIV Prevention Hoopla Tournament, which was an event sponsored by one of our syphilis elimination grantees and an NBA Players Community Foundation. For more information about the tournament, you may turn to your conference booklet, P55, page 183, for further information about that. Excuse me. First, second, and third place middle and high school winning groups and their respective schools were awarded prizes and certificates. All student participants received a T-shirt in recognition of their creative talents. And all participating schools received a plaque commemorating this events. I have a special treat for you this morning. Those that left are missing a treat. I have a video presentation by the first place winner, which was Edmondson Westside High School. The title of their video was Stupid. This was done by the media production. And as you see here, the students sponsoring teachers as well as the principal. And I'm going to... Yes, thank you.
Moment of truth.
Okay. Make sure I've got the right instructions here. I worked on this last night just to make sure. Okay. Thank you. Just one more slide. If I can get to this, I'm trying to get to this. Oh, also, Phyllis taught me how to use a computer, too. Thank you, Phyllis. Special thanks to Phyllis, of course, and Denise. She's here today. Denise, thank you. My program manager, Glenn, is back at the store, Bonnie, whatever's doing there, and our surveillance manager, Dr. Rafiq Maizad. Also, I'd like to thank John. His name was supposed to be here, but it's that the fellow here that was helping out with the technical difficulties. John, I tell you what, he's a true trooper. He stayed up in the wee hours of the evening putting this video on to the PowerPoint presentation. John, thank you very much. As you can see here, and I'm just about done, as you can see here, supporting activities with youth and schools is really a great opportunity for young people to demonstrate really their understanding of important health issues, which may affect their families, their friends, as well as themselves. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Any questions for Sharon?
And please, you're going to have to speak up. I'm half hard of hearing, and I've got my earplugs on, so please, if you could speak. Yes, sir. Do we plan on doing this again? Yes, when we get some more money. This was, Phyllis, please correct me, this was an HIV youth education grant, which was, I believe, a one-time, right. So we're hoping for further funding so that we can continue doing this. Now, yes. Okay, you're saying, will this video be incorporated in educational? Yes. In fact, we have one disc with all of the videos. And the Baltimore City Public Schools has requested a disc so that it can be shown in public schools, as well as there's talk about showing it on Baltimore's public TV broadcast. There's talk, and it hasn't been finalized yet. Oh, by the way, the videos were also shown, I don't know if many of you are familiar with Baltimore City, the Artscape. This video was also shown at Artscape, which tens of thousands of Baltimoreans as well as Marylanders attend each year, and many, many people stop by our booth to view the videos. So it's getting out. We had announcements over at Morgan State University about showing the videos at the annual Artscape. The prizes were the prizes included in the grant, yes. The first, second, and third place winners received a gift certificate from an area mall. The winning schools received a gift certificate from an office supply store, one of the office supply stores. And as I mentioned, everyone received a T-shirt. All participants received a T-shirt. Oh, by the way, the participating teachers received a gift card from Walmart for their participation. And then, of course, all schools received a beautiful commemorative plaque highlighting this particular event. Yes, Dr. Davis. The question is there plans to put this on YouTube to go nationwide? Doctor, I'm going to explore that idea when I get back home. I'm going to talk with my program manager, Glenn Althoff. That's an excellent idea, and I will follow up and get back to you as far as, you know, if we were able to do that. That's an excellent idea. Thank you. No, they were not student judges. Maybe next time that we may consider that a student judge. Of course, that student judge can't come from the right. The judges, the three judges, I selected one of them, and the school system selected two. So that's something that we, you know, we'll consider the next time we have this. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Excellent. It works, huh? Yeah, it works. Super.